across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Ian Dayborn.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Throughout the last 8 or 9 months, we've been visiting Hope Farm. We've been joined by the farm manager, Georgie Bray, and talking about the farm in each of the seasons. And I'm hoping, as we've come round to winter, that I have Georgie on the line now. Are you there, Georgie?
Yes, hello, I'm here.
Oh, it worked. That's good. Because previously you've come in person, but you're out of the area, I think, at the moment, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Have you been home for Christmas?
Yeah, I've been home for Christmas, been fed well, lots of celebrations and seeing lots of friends and family, so that was nice.
Fantastic. Where's Bedwell?
Bedwell?
Yeah, where is it?
Oh, I'm not from Bedwell, it's Bardfield.
Oh, right, OK. I don't know where that is either. Is that far away?
It's not too far, it's in Essex.
Ah, right. Oh, you're an Essex girl.
Yeah.
No wonder you were being... I can say this because I was born in Essex, in Brentwood. That's where I was born. Do you know Brentwood?
Oh, OK, yes, yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit further south than me.
Yeah, not as posh as where you are. Poshest North Essex. So when are you back on the farm, Georgie?
I'm back on the farm tomorrow. We're out hedge laying tomorrow, which should be good fun.
Wow.
We have Cambridge Conservation volunteers come and they help us out to... on some of our hedge management. So, yeah, that'll be a good morning.
So is this something you've done before?
Yes, we've done it for quite a few years now. We manage most of our hedgerows with a hedge cutting because we've got about 11 kilometres of it. But we we pick about 50 metres a year and lay it, which is a nice traditional way of getting the right hedge structure for wildlife.
So presumably... are these existing hedges that you're working on or are they completely new ones that you're planting out?
Yeah, these are existing hedges. So the one we're working on now is, that'll be about somewhere between 15 and 20 years old. And it'll be starting to get a little bit tree-like. What we do is you flatten the hedge by sort of half cutting down the trunks and folding them down, and then you get new sprouts forming from right near the ground, which is really good for things that need that vegetation near the ground to feed and nest and that sort of thing.
And what sort of wildlife will you be attracting to those hedgerows if all goes to plan?
Hopefully it'll make a good nesting place for things like yellowhammers, grey partridge, and lots of insects, because you don't have the wind blowing through when you had the vegetation along the bottom of the hedge. So by doing that, you've got a warmer base, which means you get lots more insects there as well.
Ah, so you're...
So it's worked quite well elsewhere on the farm, and hopefully it'll work on where we've got plans tomorrow as well.
And so would it be a misconception, because if you'd said to me, not being an expert on these things in the way that you are, that, you know, winter on the farm, I'd have thought, yeah, not much going on. But I suppose a lot of what's going on is... preparation in the way that you're doing with the hedges, preparation for spring and summer. Would that be true to say?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, it's been really difficult this autumn, and we haven't been able to do much in the way of growing crops at all, like many farmers in the area, where you just see a lot of fallowed land that hasn't got a crop growing on it. But for wildlife, we've got the winter bird seed mixes growing. Things really flock up in massive numbers over winter as well. So we've got the hedge laying, we've got birds feeding. We had nearly 4,000 birds on a survey the other morning. So it's quite exciting in that department.
Yeah, it is. That's a lot, isn't it? And how many people are involved in this process of working on the hedges? You said you had some volunteers in. How many of you will be doing that?
It varies really, but between about 10 and 20 people come along. And we do 3 mornings in somewhere between January and February time every year.
And did you say those volunteers are coming from one particular organisation? Or if somebody's listening now and they want to come and help, can they do that? Or do they need to be part of an organised group to be part of it?
It's part of an organised group. So Hope Farm is RSPB owned, but the group of volunteers, they're actually a local Cambridge Conservation volunteer group. That we know of, and they go all round the county, I think, doing this kind of management. So they have a full calendar in winter.
And there's a lot of talk, isn't there, of global warming. Obviously, we've been seeing what is happening in Australia and the effect that that's having on, well, on farming there. Are there any aspects of the way the climate is changing or the way that it's been in this part of the world for the last few years that are causing you problems and concerns?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's nothing on the scale of what's happening over in Australia, which is just horrific. But over in the UK, we've actually been, it's been predicted that we have warmer and wetter winters and that we have drier summers as well. So that means that over winter, like this autumn, it's predicted that we'll have more winters where it's really hard to get on the fields and manage them to put crops in. But then in the summer, we've got a high risk of drought in the crops as well. So if we don't manage to get a good crop established and if we're struggling to hold water on the land, they can struggle at that end. So we've just got really extreme conditions compared to what we're used to, where it would be, we'd be on a much more even keel, shall we say.
And are you, in terms of Hope Farm, are you optimistic? Because obviously you're planning everything very carefully and you're working to a structured approach. Are you confident that things will work out, and as you move into spring and summer, wildlife will be there and things will happen as you want them to?
Well, it's always a risk. And I think where there's so much at stake, you always fear the worst. But we're doing everything we can to make sure that the land is best prepared to deal with these extreme conditions. So, and also trying to mitigate these changes happening long term. So we're trying to look into ways that we can store carbon in the soils, which should help with the wider global warming issue. And also managing the crops we grow, growing volunteer crops in places as well, so that the soil is in really good health. And it's more, and then that means that the crops will be more resilient at the same time. So it's trying to, yes, help to solve the wider problem whilst being resistant to any change that might happen going forward, really.
Well, I think there's only one thing we can do now, to find out whether this works out or not, and that's to come and talk to you again as we head into spring. Do you think you might be available for a chat at springtime?
Yes, of course. That would be brilliant to come again.
OK. All right. Well, listen, Georgie, I hope you've had a lovely Christmas and Happy New Year to you and all of that. And thanks for breaking the end of your holiday to come and chat to me. And good luck with the hedge work tomorrow.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
OK, take care. Thank you. That's Georgie
all
Bray.
Right.
Take care. Bye now. From
Cheers,
Hope
bye.
Farm at Knapswell, the RSPB farm up there. Cambridge 105.